This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last year when that guy ran over a bunch of people in New York, killing them, screaming Allah Akbar, and ISIS took responsibility, they had a congressional hearing saying it was fake news, that InfoWars said that it was an Islamic attack. ISIS took responsibility. They took attack for the latest Toronto truck attack, one of many. And the guy was screaming Allah Akbar and was an Islamicist. So here's Paul Joseph Watson's report on that.
Another mass shooting by a racist, misogynistic white male. When will the media and the government call this what it is? Terrorism!
The shooter's name was Faisal Hussain, a Muslim son of Pakistani immigrants.
How dare you even suggest this has anything to do with the religion of peace, Islamophobe!
And what caused it?
Mental illness. He was depressed. He was sad.
The claim that the rampage was motivated by nothing more than mental illness was issued immediately after Hussain was named. The statement was written by Mohammed Hashim, a professional activist linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, who has committed himself to, quote, framing a new narrative of Muslims in Canada. He was literally given an award for being a spin doctor and, quote, changing how Muslims are seen in the Canadian identity. The statement was clearly designed to distract from speculation that the shooting was an Islamic terror attack.
How dare you question the family's statement? They're the victims. The media told me to embrace the shooter's parents.
No, the victims are the 10-year-old girl and the 18-year-old girl, their son murdered, and the 14 wounded people who he traumatized for life. His parents aren't the victims. Go f*** yourselves.
There's no evidence this was an Islamic terror attack, racist.
Well, according to law enforcement, he visited websites affiliated with and expressed support for ISIS. His other online activities suggested this could be a, quote, jihadi-inspired mission. He targeted an Orthodox Christian area of the city. He spared non-white people during the attack, telling them, don't worry, I'm not going to shoot you. And ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, something they don't normally do unless they're responsible for the attack.
Don't talk to me about facts. We know facts are just a tool of white supremacy. And anyway, this isn't about Islam. This is about gun control.
The gun he used was already illegal in Canada. No law would have stopped this shooting. Question for you. If this was a random act inspired by mental illness, why did the gunman look more proficient in his shooting skills than highly trained police veterans?
Conspiracy theorist!
Also, why hours after the ISIS claim of responsibility is CBC's top story about water on Mars? Why has Justin Trudeau been completely silent on this? Why has he taken off 6 days in a row?
Prime Minister isn't going to dignify your Islamophobia.
Oh, really? That's funny, because he was very quick to tweet about that Muslim girl who was attacked for wearing a hijab, an incident which turns out was a complete hoax and never actually happened. Also, why is it terrorism when a white guy shoots up a school, but just mental illness when a Middle Eastern guy shoots up a restaurant? Surely we should ignore the race of the perpetrator and look at the definition of terrorism, a politically or religiously motivated attack, to determine whether or not it's terrorism, right?
The real victims of this are Muslims in Canada who will be harassed and bullied by Islamophobes.
But wait, you said this had nothing to do with Islam.
Man, Paul Watson has topped himself. So has Mark Dice. Let's go out to break with this little Brian Stelter piece that Brian's tried to block and ban. But getting serious, our main reason our YouTube channel is totally frozen for live streaming and faces complete deletion of billions of views is because we show radical Islamists saying they're going to kill people, and they say that's Islamophobic. See, I'm not allowed to tell you what's going on. I'm a bad person. I shouldn't tell you that ISIS took responsibility either. That's more fake news, even though it's admitted. We'll be right back. Here's Brian Stelter.
When historians look back on the Trump presidency, they'll say that this was the week that something changed, something really shifted, and the conversations about the president's uncomfortable questions moved into the mainstream in a big way. Trump's odd behavior with Vladimir Putin is compelling so many people to ask, What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised? All of those people, those experts, those reporters, they are looking at the facts pattern.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is InfoWars. This is the resistance. This is victory. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Now into hour number two. I want to open the phones up a little bit later in the hour to get your take on the state of the world right now and what you think the globalists are going to do to get themselves out of this rout or this galactic-sized pickle that they are deeply in. But if you're a TV viewer, and we're a radio show that's simulcast on the Internet and on television stations around the country, Dr. McCann shot, please. Here's the president. This was today. Twitter, quote, shadow banning prominent Republicans, not good. We will look into this discriminatory and illegal practice at once. Exclamation point. Many complaints. I mean, I don't know how they were getting away with the last few years. 90%+. Well, it's like 80. Now it's 90 plus. Of all libertarian, Christian, conservative, mainline churches can't reach members on their Facebook. Mainline Christian groups, mainline veteran groups. I got a whole stack of news where members of Congress have been shadow banned. They can't post their political ads, but the Democrats are allowed to. And it's like, I'm a Tennessee grandma. Please reelect me. I like pie and I love my grandchildren. I'm pro-life. Well, that's hateful. You can't have that. Meanwhile, they have, you know, Facebook pages with millions of followers saying kill the president, kidnap Barron, rape him. We have all the internal videos. The good news is this is now coming out. So I retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. See the shadow banning report that woke up President Trump, that we put out a week and a half ago, that got to the president and got to Congress. That's why I got so mad at Gates, who was chairing the committee, because he knew all the info and said, you're a private company, do whatever you want. And then they shadow banned him. But then there's the bravado, the chutzpah, the hubris of these companies doing this. I mean, you'd think if you were going to ban all the conservatives and all the libertarians and all the Christians on Facebook, YouTube, Google, Twitter, you'd think you'd leave at least the lawmakers that are elected. You know, you'd let them share their stuff, but see, no. We must ban everything. And these Republicans didn't even know. And then Zero Hedge started linking to these high-tech sites. And I've had my IT people look at it. It's accurate. Kind of like they have those sites where you can trace your internet connection. They have stuff you can do. They have these sites out of Europe. They have some here now, too. They're getting really big, where you can look at your reach and how you're blocked. And people are going on there, and they're like, I'm 97% blocked. We know that because we have Google Analytics on YouTube, and we used to have, you know, some of the AdSense for Google on. We still had a little bit of their ads running here and there just so we have access to it. I won't give it the inside baseball. But, I mean, Hillary, we were like 50% shadow banned during the campaign. But they thought, oh, that's Alex Jones. No big deal. Nobody listens to him. Doesn't matter if he's at tens of millions of people a day. It's just no big deal. Just, we're so arrogant. Hillary's so powerful. No one listens to him. He's discrediting to the Patriot message. Yes, yes, yes. They want milquetoast, you know, Harvard and Yale stuffed mummies that have betrayed the country up there reading off teleprompters. That's what the cool kids want. Not that Alex Jones. Who cares if he had 86 million viewers election week? Who cares? We're the establishment. Let them eat cake. It's preposterous that they would listen to him. But then, 2 days after, rigged Alexa, Google Analytics, everything, 90% cut. And then Paul took the cake with 97% strangled. By the way, if you 97% cut the blood off of somebody's carotid arteries, you know, you die. So it's like, oh, we haven't banned you. We've just 97% muffled what you're doing, your amplification. So they think, with all these social justice warriors that they have created brigades of out of these failed colleges, with their enrollment down 30%, the NFL down 30-40%, Hollywood down 30-40%, you're like, why is Zuckerberg down 20%? Why lose $16 billion? Because they're killing half their users being able to communicate with each other. They thought under social engineering, if they wouldn't let you talk to your family or send people a meme, you'd go, well, I love sending memes so much, and I love communicating with people that came to my Facebook that I promoted, that I built, talking about you, talking about me, that I'll just join the Democrats so I can still talk to people. That's not how people work. Little SJWs who get to college 18 scared, they bring them in, they go, there's Nazis on campus. Yeah, you got to join us. Come to the Ford Foundation. And then that next night, they go put a swastika on their door, and then the little nerds get scared, and they go, Nazis are going to get me. And they go, yeah. Remember what happened to Candace Owens? She was a successful black lady launching IT stuff. So all of a sudden, we're going to get you, you know, all this racist stuff. And then she found out it was the feminist Democrats doing it to get her under their control. So you get these scared people that have already been brainwashed in the public school. They show up at college. Corporations do it now. Starbucks, it's all a big re-education camp. And they just get them in and they go, did you hear? Last night they burned crosses. Really? Oh, God. There's probably half the white people at this school are Nazis. We got to join the Communist Party right now to fight them. Okay, gosh, I'll join. And that's, we've infiltrated these. College Reform's done it. You'll have, you know, at Berkeley, routinely, Bill Ayer shows up, you know, like, hey, kids, and then he salutes Antifa, and they march out and hit women in the head with bike locks. And it's like LARPing. It's like live-action role-playing. And then, you know, white people aren't allowed at Missouri State, says the weird white lady. Get me some muscle. Get me a big black guy over here, as if that doesn't sound racist. She's like, she's calling a dog. Get over here. Take this white out of here. They wonder why enrollment went down 25-30% the next year, and it's still tanking. They don't care, though, because they don't live in the real world, folks. So I knew that if we were to expose all this, that they never get away with it. And I just, for some reason, everybody was too lazy. Members of Congress were, the other tech companies. But most of the other conservatives, they're like, well, Alex, we're not going to come on your show anymore, and we're not going to promote you anymore, because when we do, we get shadow banned. And I said, but you know, once they cut me off, they're going to start doing it to you. Sure. You're just jealous that we're going to be bigger than you. And I go, I don't want to be bigger. I wish you were better than me. I would literally quasi-retire right now. We could turn the corner. Okay? You think I like doing this? I mean, I don't like pushing my luck walking point for 25 years, okay? No, I'm ready to get in the rear with the gear, okay? I'm ready to go play some golf. I'm ready to go do some fishing. A lot of stuff I want to see, a lot of things I want to do. I don't want to risk my life every day, but you know what? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it 110%. I'm going to like it. But it doesn't mean that I don't want to win the war. I'm not trying to be Big Ben Shapiro. I'm not trying to be the big leader. I'm looking for leadership. I'm looking to win this war. And I told people, I told prominent people, I said, they're coming for you next. And I said, watch, they're going to start banning you because they're jealous of you because you're so big. And I'm talking about other people. People can probably guess. And now those individuals, I've started to see they're getting censored, even though they went along. And I'm not talking about Shapiro. Even though Shapiro goes on and kisses the ring of Bill Maher. I mean, those two almost sniffed each other's butts like two dogs. Didn't matter. They're already getting him. Because they don't like you if you're successful, period. They want control. Ryan Stelter wants to be the only thing on TV. And the weird hunchbacks that own Time Warner like putting a demon like that up that looks like the Subway founder in front of you to rub it in your nose. Ugliness. Hunchback devil worship. Weakness. Failure. I just want to go head up against these people and get this war won.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Well, if you ever wanted to know what the battle for the West, the battle for free speech, would look like, you're in the middle of it. An enemy axis, a combine of communist China, the radical Islamicists, the unelected Juncker Nazi dynasty of the EU, literally, can't make that up, honchoed by another Nazi collaborator, George Soros, who's then worshipped by the ADL for rounding up and killing Jews, with Hollywood that hates America, and the big banks, with a bunch of out-of-control authoritarian weirdo professors that hate free speech, backed up by Big Pharma and the pharmacological complex engaging in a dumbing-down eugenics operation run by people worth hundreds of billions of dollars apiece who control trillions, who are SJW social justice warriors to create race war and division, to control us, divide and conquer. That's it. I'm going to get the number out and take calls in the next segment, but I wanted to play a Mark Dice piece because, you know, Mark is a really funny guy, and, you know, his average video had 5 million views until they shadow banned him, and now his average video has 500,000 views. But see, Mark Dice didn't stop being hardcore. In fact, Mark Dice got more hardcore. And then Mark Dice started doing things like I told him years ago, selling T-shirts, other products to fund himself, to launch other broadcasts, to do more. And he started working even more. So they forced Mark Dice from being with his media analyst degree and everything, God, known for like 13 years, gosh, longer than that, I'm getting old, to now full-time doing this. See? And he's even more effective now. So that's all they make us do. And I've got some big stunts planned. I mean, I'm all in, man. Metaphysically, in the last few days, we passed some demarcation line, and we're winning. And I've just accepted the fact that I'm completely expendable, and I'm very comfortable with it. And I just want to win. I want humanity to win. I want planetary victory. I love the species. I love you. And I'm really at peace. And I know we're going to win. But some of us are going to have to take a licking for this victory. And I can feel spiritually, and I mean this, I can feel your will and your strength amplifying God's will. And I can feel the fact that the intimidation and the bullying and the censorship and the attacks that you've gone through to tell the truth, that you have fully, like a bucking bronco, thrown the globalist off your back, and you are free. I can feel it. I can feel when the enemy's on the move. I can see it. I know. People in the office over the years, I've said, watch, something big's going to happen there tomorrow, and it does. And the enemy's going to come back, too. But this is the strongest wave of God's energy, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, because it's not even the Holy Spirit for babies where you just feel God's love and it's so intense. It's will, it's determination, it's peace, it's justice, it's completion, it's victory. It's all, you're through it. It's not the first levels of Christ. It's deeper, it's bigger, it's the most high level. It's the synergy, the understanding, the stillness, the purity. And then you just feel so sorry for the devil worshipers and people. They're doing more and more evil things trying to get closer to the devil to get power when the devil doesn't have the power and never did. Let's go to that time to the Mark Dice piece. We'll go over. We'll play it next segment then. And let me just do this right now because this is so insane. I haven't even counted all this. And then the surrealness of when I saw in the news, and I'm not even going to give it attention or go to it, where YouTube used community guidelines saying violence, Islamophobia, which are just words they made up. Now notice that's the... And child endangerment, because I showed something that ABC News, CBS News, NBC News showed months ago of the 11, 12-year-old, the kid, it looks like he's 12, reportedly breaking stuff in the parking lot and then hitting other people. And he starts hitting some adult in the face three or four times, and the guy pushes him down. And then the kid gets back up. McBrain did a joke PSA deal that I love McBrain's work. I think it was actually one of his better pieces, so it only aired one time. But we got a strike for that, for showing what ABC News showed. But see, that's what I'm telling you is, it's just this thing where they say whatever it is, they take your video down, you don't even get to show people what it is, they just say child endangerment. So then the Democrats, who are constantly trying to take my kids, jump on the bandwagon and run down to file a deal, to restraining order, take my kids today at Travis County Court. I learned about this. And people said, are you going to run down there? No, I'm not. Because I didn't endanger any kids. I didn't beat this kid up. Even though the news, oh, I forgot that part. I should have started there. Forbes is saying I beat up some kid in another state. It's not even me. And at a metaphysical level, I'm not even going to defend that. Just whatever, then. Put me in the lion's den. I mean, I don't even know anymore, like, the level of these people and the deception. I mean, look at this. Facebook admits it's blocked Republican candidates pro-Second Amendment ad. Twitter lifts shadow ban on conservatives after congressman threatens FEC complaint. Yeah, it's a federal election commission violation. It's illegal, as Trump said. They know this. They've been letting them do it. It's unbelievable. It's the biggest discrimination ever. YouTube issues a new strike against Alex Jones' channel over hate speech and child endangerment. So, child endangerment for showing what ABC News showed. In fact, can we pull up? I've got the article somewhere in my stack from ABC News when they first had the guy pushing the kid down. I mean, what? I'm a news broadcast. I showed a viral video. But see, when I do it, it's child endangerment, and I've got forms here where I beat the kid up. They say. YouTube issues new strike against Alex Jones' channel over hate speech and child endangerment. Facebook asked to justify InfoWars and Fox News. Oh, yeah, Deadline.com. The Democrats are meeting at the big TCA presentation, one of the biggest organizations in the world for media, and they're calling for Fox to be banned, too. See, I told you, it's everybody. Facebook executives defend having Fox News and atrocious InfoWars on platform, CEW. See? It's everybody. It's like the Congress is like, you can ban Alex Jones. Congressman Gates says, that's all right, because he says nobody died at Parkland. He knows it's not true. Yeah, ban him. Screw him. Meanwhile, they go, well, thank you, sir. We'll shadow ban you as well. And you go, well, why would they do that? Because evil isn't smart. It's right when my report was sitting on all their desks. You guys just keep stepping in it, don't you? Facebook executives defend having Fox News on as Democrats call for it to be banned. Trump accuses Twitter of silencing Republicans and calls it discriminatory and illegal. It is, and they are doing it. InfoWars.com. CNN lies about banned InfoWars videos and new censorship attempt. See the videos. I should have said this at the start of the show. See the videos that they claim are all these things. And then, can we pull up the Forbes article? Because I thought I had it here, but I'm having trouble finding the Forbes one where they say that I beat up the kid. Oh, here it is. Why YouTube's InfoWars ban is meaningless. And they just go on and say, ban everything. He needs to be taken off the air completely. Oh, here it is. This is ABC News, Yahoo News. A video of a man shoving a child that is dividing the Internet. June 7th. And then if you pull it up, it's the video that Forbes says is me beating a kid up. And this is in another state. And they name the man and everybody else, and it's not me. But who cares? Just say I did it. Fake news.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My lawyers.
Lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Talk to my lawyers. Thanks to Forbes saying that I beat up a 11 or 12 year old kid in another state. They are now at the Travis County Courthouse trying to take my kids right now as we speak. Thanks a lot, Forbes. Really appreciate that. Unbelievable, the fake news media. But you know what? That's just the way it is. Fine. Make up whatever you say. The president hates Mexicans. Never said it. Just tell your lies, tell it and tell it and tell it. Oh, sorry, here's Forbes and a bunch of others. Why YouTube's InfoWars ban is meaningless. Here is the retracted. Alex Jones played an ABC News video, they don't tell you that, of a young teen attacking adults, and finally one of them pushes him to the ground. And he said, look at this spoiled brat. Everybody else made that same point. But they said Alex Jones attacked and punched the child. Punches a child to the ground. He actually pushed him to the ground, so they even lie in their retraction. So, here is where they said that I did it. And now, the court case filed to take my children from it. I'm not laughing because this is fun. This is just next level. Why YouTube's InfoWars ban is meaningless. And it goes on to say, Jones pushes a child to the ground. This is it, pushes on the other one, too. So there you go. Jones pushes a child to the ground. And then they use this term. See, that's how the fake news works. They said Jones violated bullying of Muslims, bullying of transsexuals, and child endangerment. Well, that sounds great. The videos were removed of Jones and child endangerment. You're like, what is he like, giving his 10-year-old Jack Daniels or something, or letting him play in traffic? You don't know what it is. It's like, that's I let this come up to me all the time, and they go, glad you lost your effing kids, scum. And sometimes I'm sitting there with my children, like at the beach, and I'm like, this is my new wife. I got a baby with her. I got three children with my last wife. I've got my children. And then the two gay guys at the airport run up to Rex and go, you want to go? You want to throw down? And then they look at my family because they told us, we're gay. You don't like us. I'm like, that's not true. And then they go, well, F your family. And then Rex gets his bags before we do. He starts going towards where he knows we've got our car parked in the parking area across the street. And the dudes come over and bow up to him. 30-something-year-old snowboarder guys that were in a professional snowboarding deal. They weren't like little wimpy guys. And they were both about my size. It was like big guys, like, were like this to me. And I was like, then they go over to my son. It's like, because I'm this bad guy because somebody told you so. I didn't attack this kid. This kid attacked somebody else, but it wasn't me. And now my YouTube channel is frozen. And it's all over the news that I endangered children, so people take the news like it's God. CNN, Alex Jones, YouTube take it down for endangering children. Child endangerment. And they take it like it's God, and then they, like it's the Ten Commandments, and they just run with it. He hurt his kids! He beat up a kid! There it is. YouTube comes down on Alex Jones for hate speech and child endangerment. But they don't show you a quote or a video. No, they just say it. And then in every article, there's thousands. I looked at over 100 last night and this morning. It's the same thing over and over again. And then he said none of the kids died at Parkland. And then he went and bullied them at their houses. And then he went to their graves. And he harassed them. And then they never show a link, do they? Because they're liars! Liars! And that's what's getting crazy, is that they are trying to get whack jobs to attack the president, his family, me. And these people really believe I'm a Nazi. They really believe I hate gay people. Meanwhile, they want to bring in radical Muslims that are throwing gays off buildings. It's just none of it even matches reality. None of it ever matches what I ever said. Let's go to this Mark Dice piece. It's really powerful, and we'll come back. I'll give the number out and take your calls. We have a special guest joining us. Here it is.
Well, I guess CNN's Brad Stelter doesn't like my impression of him. I tweeted him a little clip from Monday's video where I dubbed my voice over a clip of his actual show, and then I went back to check the replies, and he blocked me. And just a few days earlier, he was complaining to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, saying that he was contemplating quitting Twitter because people were tweeting mean things to him. Dorsey had tweeted about a New York Times writer named Maggie Haberman, who recently wrote a whole article about why she was walking away from Twitter. And so then Bryce Stelter responded saying, I'm really glad that you responded to her piece, but what about the sewer? I'm becoming reluctant to post because of how disgusting the replies are. Replies that show up right next to my content. In many cases, the attackers are not real people who your advertisers want to reach. Dorsey responded, we've been getting better at both ranking in replies, slowing and stopping amplification of those intending to game our systems, and removing malicious and suspicious accounts, bots included. Thanks for your reply. I appreciate it. I don't envy your challenge, but I'm glad you're trying to clean up the joint. Quit
plug for verified identity. I don't know how else to stop the sock puppets and troll farms.
I do think that there's a pretty high probability that in the near future that Twitter will probably go to a real name policy, just like Facebook. And you'll have to literally upload your driver's license in order to get your account activated. Oh, I should probably play the video that triggered Brian if you haven't seen it. And even if you've seen it, stick around because I want to cover some important Twitter censorship news in just a minute.
When historians look back on the Trump presidency, they'll say that this was the week that something changed. Something really shifted. And the conversations about the president, uncomfortable questions, moved into the mainstream in a big way. Trump's odd behavior with Vladimir Putin is compelling so many people to ask, what does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised? All of those people, those experts, those reporters, they are looking at the fact pattern and they're seeing something strange, even something sinister.
That Sakasoy got so hurt over that video that I'd be willing to bet that he cried himself to sleep last night over it. As much as I despise this little mouse, whose show is literally called Reliable Sources, I think that Alex Jones articulates the essence of who Brian Stelter is better than anyone.
This guy, the spirit. This smiling, leering devil that thinks you can't see what he is. He is your enemy. Period. All the narcissistic, devil-worshipping filth. I see you, enemy. I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy. And I swear total resistance to you with everything I've got. Stelter, you will fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Get him off the screen.
This is by far the greatest Alex Jones rant of all time, and that's just a small little sample of it. And speaking of Alex Jones, YouTube just issued another strike on his channel and censored 4 of his videos for violating the community standards. You can go and see the videos. They're backed up on another site. If you go to InfoWars.com. Oh, by the way, on Tuesday, Congressman Matt Gaetz was tweeting about how Twitter was shadow banning him and other Republican members of Congress by preventing their names or their accounts from even showing up in the search results if you didn't follow them and you happened to look up their accounts. And I had a whole list of people that I tested this with, and myself was included on that shadow ban list. So I was going to do a whole video about this, but thankfully, Congressman Matt Gaetz was tweeting about this. Donald Trump Jr. has been tweeting about this. It started making headlines, and now Twitter just mysteriously fixed the problem. I don't know when it started, but at least up until last night, if you searched on Twitter for a variety of key Republican names and conservative Twitter personalities, myself included, nothing would show up in the search results or for the recommended accounts.
All right, great job, MarkDice.com. I'm going to make this point. See, until we fought back, they didn't quit, but they're going to come right back. They're going to run another raid, guerrilla warfare, as soon as we turn our backs. They have to be broken up. This is a sinister criminal conspiracy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion $1 million for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars, and in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape brought by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We're breaking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage has confirmed there are at least two shooters in the fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has
has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Just to be without incubators, must be so bad to die on the
cross. I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a theme at high level.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They could shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So, this broadcast is under unmitigated, unprecedented attack because we're accurate. We cover real news, real information. We have a very special guest joining us the next hour. I will open the phones then. I got behind here. But there is a full-out attempt to ban free speech on the web. You know that. You've experienced it as activists, as patriots, every race, color, and creed, the human race with red blood. But now Trump's saying it's illegal. He's aware of it. They're having hearings in Congress about how conservatives are shadow banned, and they intensify the shadow ban on Republican candidates and members of Congress ahead of the midterms. This is unbelievable election interference. And I can't believe that they're arrogant enough to be doing this, but it's perfect. And that's why they're pissed. Because let me tell you, a lot of people are lazy. They don't study historical doctrine. They don't know how things hook together. And so the establishment is really freaked out about InfoWars. Because you'll have analysts in the government that study their whole life, you know, one area, and they're supposedly the person to talk to. And then you'll have other, you know, people that are on the ground. Everything's compartmentalized. We're not compartmentalized. InfoWars, not compartmentalized. I mean, the top of our heads, like a hydrogen bomb going off. There's just the top of the head's gone. So, and they don't like that. Trying to get people stuff for the memes. Like when I did the catch him in bed with a goblin. And the media went, Jones believes goblins live under the White House. And he believes goblins are about to attack. And he believes Trump is fighting goblins. It's called satire, allegory. Can we start the next segment with the famous place boy? Catch him in bed with a goblin. I don't believe goblins are real. And I wasn't serious about shooting Robert Mueller. I said I wasn't serious. I said politically it's high noon. Okay? It's having some fun. But I digress. They are in a conniption fit all over the news because John Podesta and Hillary still basically run the media in this country. That was their last master. Now that the globalists have been politically decapitated, that doesn't mean literally, politically decapitated, their command and control system, they are just following the last orders from Podesta to shut down the internet, use Alex Jones as the poster child, create sex war between men and women, divide and conquer, move forward with the big corporations looting the country. Oh, I'm Bezos. I'm worth $160 billion. I pay no taxes. Oh, but a family making $100,000 a year is racist and rich. We need higher taxes. It's like the logic is under attack. Bunch of rich white dudes trying to create a race war? It's like, what the hell does that do? So here's the big news. Facebook is still plunging in the stocks 20% because their model is illegal spying. And then they won't even let conservatives, who are most of the market, I mean, the average leftist can't even wipe their butt with both hands, man. I'm not trying to be mean. These are losers. And so they're going to kick out the productive society off your platform. Of course you're going to sink into the abyss. It's hilarious, actually. So, and I don't want this to tank the whole stock market. I just, the NFL, Hollywood, they're all killing themselves because you've got crazy people like Sumner Redstone, who's 90-something years old, still in command of the biggest media company in the world, Viacom. And he's, you know, like, he's got some weird, you know, cuckold fetish thing, like the Clippers owner. And so that's why everything you tune into is like weird, you know, sex stuff. Because he's obsessed with interracial porn. Because he's an old weird racist, just like the Clippers are. And you're like, you wonder why it's so crazy. Because it's being programmed by people with Alzheimer's. The whole New World Order is an insane asylum. I mean, Sumner Redstone was the smart, evil guy 50 years ago. My God, he took over his dad's big, you know, chain of theaters and everything and said it isn't about the theaters, it's about the content. I mean, he was a visionary 70 years ago. Now he's just a crazy person with a brain of Swiss cheese. I just know some of the inside baseball about Redstone. Oh, I know some of those lawyers years ago. I learned a little bit. Is old Jake Bloom still alive? One of the big lawyers in L.A. How's he doing? Wonder how old, how those old boys are doing. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying here, this is really screwed up, and it's crazy. And so we've got a bunch of disease-brained 90-year-olds running the nuclear weapons, the government, everything. Yeah. I mean, you don't actually think Google and Facebook and Twitter, these people run things. No, no. It's the crazy communist Chinese and a bunch of elderly octogenarians who are mad because Christians were mean to them 75 years ago, so they're going to bring in all the Muslims. Cuckoo land, cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. All right, let me just do this at the end of the hours here, and if I don't do this, we won't be here. I'm not funded by big mega banks of the communist Chinese. I'm funded by you, and we set out to produce the ultimate krill fish oil supplements. We have pure fish oil, wild harvested, the mercury removed, the non-detectable levels, because you can get great stuff from fish, but this, you know, the mercury's in there. Krill's really great because it's got the mercury removed as well, but there's not really much to remove because krill's so small. It doesn't bioaccumulate. You know, little things get eaten by bigger things, and then it kind of builds up. Ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil, and then roll call is a whole spectrum of them just for brain. Krill oil and the fish oil has the whole spectrum for the heart and the body and the skin, not just the brain, but the honor roll's for the brain. That's for your kids, and it's a child size. A little doblet, and your funding of the operation, let's just say, is absolutely essential to the victory against those that stop planetary expansion to Type 1 civilization and then the jump to the next level. Not interstellar travel, but interdimensional travel. In, through, and beyond. You fund us, we will deliver victory. You don't, we'll be destroyed. But others will stand up, because you can't stop the signal. Humanity's going next level. We'll be back. Stay with us. Third hour, 2 minutes away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.